So to kick off on the velocity of business and how it affects transactional attorneys in our practice, just a couple of slides here. And then what we're going to do, as Ed said, focus on a few verticals, a few markets that are experiencing tremendous change. And then in that context, talk about some of the legal transactional issues we're seeing in those vertical markets as we're doing deals. So first, the velocity of innovation and the velocity of the marketplace in adopting product and new innovation. So this is time immemorial, and if you look at this, you go all the way back to prehistoric age, the fire and stone tools, the first thing that was ever created. Yeah, fire was a natural phenomenon. It was in 75,000 BC, the first 101 issue that was addressed by the Jurassic USPTO. You look for centuries, and there wasn't very much progress in human beings building on the shoulders of giants. The printing press wasn't here. There wasn't the internet. There wasn't the ability to fly cross-country to translate languages between societies. So there wasn't much innovation happening. There wasn't very many people that were going to college and focusing on a lot of these higher-level kind of learning areas of science. Then you saw things start to accelerate as we started getting into, you know, the Renaissance and the machine age. And today it's accelerated like crazy, to the point where the disruptors are being disrupted. I mean, we could all tell stories. You know, one example I like to tell, Blockbuster gets disrupted by Netflix, who, if you recall, was mailing DVDs to us and asking us to mail them back when we were done looking at the movie, who was then disrupted in about a year or two by DirecTV and pay-per-view, which then had to change their business model and completely reinvent their company. This is a common theme in almost every vertical that we're seeing in the technology space, as we'll talk about in a second.